This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Yoga for Self and Society. The participants are Ida Trivedi, yoga expert, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution in December 2014, officially declaring June 21st as the International Day of Yoga. A record-breaking 175 member states of UN endorsed this resolution. The proposal has been mooted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his speech in September 2014 at a UN General Assembly, where he highlighted yoga's holistic approach and its benefits for health and wellness of all humankind. This year, on coming Friday, is the 10th anniversary of International Day of Yoga, which is celebrated every year with great enthusiasm and harmony, not only across India but all over the world. To discuss various aspects related to this momentous occasion, we have with us Ms. Ida Trivedi, a renowned exponent of yoga. Ma'am, can you tell us about the significance of International Day of Yoga? Why do you think this ancient physical, mental and spiritual practice from India has gained international recognition and universal appeal?
I think it's because yoga has so many benefits. And this ancient practice, I feel, has more relevance now than ever before because of all the factors that are affecting modern life, whether it's modern day lifestyle, we sit in chairs, we work in offices, there's environmental pollution, there's social media. There's so many stressors in our environment today that yoga has become more relevant and more beneficial to humankind than ever before. So that is why yoga has truly spread like wildfire across the world. You know, I travel globally and it's amazing to see how yoga is practiced even in, you know, the corners of the world, whether it's in countries in Europe like Macedonia and Albania or countries in Africa like Guyana. You'll find yoga everywhere. You may not find Indian food, but you'll find yoga. And that's what is amazing. And it's only because yoga has so many benefits.
So, ma'am, as you mentioned, modern, fast-paced, competitive life often leads to stress, anxiety, and even depression among people of all ages. Why do you think yoga is the answer for fostering mental and emotional well-being?
Well, just because of its effectiveness. It's so effective. It can be done by yourself. Once you learn it, it's absolutely free. It can be done by people of all ages, at all stages, of all nationalities, religion. It's a universal practice. And it has physical benefits, it has mental benefits, and of course, it has spiritual benefits as well. So it's just highly, highly beneficial. Science has gone ahead and is corroborating all of this. Now, what has been in our ancient scriptures for centuries is now being corroborated by modern science. Just today, I read a report by Harvard Medical School, which is telling people to take up yoga because, you know, working with the breath, working with the body, calming the mind, so many benefits.
If you talk of physical ailments and chronic illnesses, can yoga play both a preventive and a curative role and be instrumental in promoting physical health and fitness?
Definitely curative, but it takes time. Yoga is like slow cooking. But I would always advise that you should get medical advice as well and then use yoga. Preventative, 100%. So yoga has been used on both and has had results on both. But more than waiting for disease to strike, using yoga as a preventative has been extremely good. But I would just also like to say that yoga is not taking an aspirin. It doesn't have immediate effects. It is like slow cooking. You know, it's got slow effects which last also for a long time.
So you feel that discipline and regular practice is very important for yoga to really show up results?
Yes, and consistency. You know, showing up every day, doing this like a practice. Yoga is practice. You know, it needs to be done as a discipline, as a practice. And once we do that, and it doesn't have to be for hours, it can be for 15 minutes, but that consistency is what gives results in yoga.
So these days, you know, there are temptations galore to lead a sedentary, inactive lifestyle. Screens of different sizes dominate our lives, be it phone, computer or TV. So do you think regular yoga practice can also be instrumental in pulling us out of this inertia and also connect us with nature?
Yes, definitely yoga connects us to ourselves. That's the purpose of yoga. It, you know, and screens connect us to a virtual world. Yoga connects us to our inner world. And that's really the beauty. So I definitely feel that if we use yoga as a tool for self-improvement, as we use it as a tool for finding silence, for finding peace, we'll definitely do so. And once you start doing that, you automatically want to be in more peaceful situations, once you've found that peace within yourself and experience that silence, you do want to step out in nature and experience nature too.
Yeah, so asanas and pranayama, as I see, these are two major practices under yoga. Can you enlighten us if there is, you know, there are more major practices involved? And if you could, for the benefit of our listeners, tell us how these work in different ways to benefit the practitioner.
So yoga is a universal word. The word of yoga means union, the union of the body, mind, and soul. When it comes to Hatha yoga practice, that has three different components. There is asana, which is postures. There's pranayama, which is working with the breath. There is dhyana, which is meditation, working with the mind. And when you apply all three of these, then we get a complete practice. When you're practicing postures, then you should also be using your breath, and it eventually becomes a meditation. It is with the union of the body, the mind, and the breath that we begin to experience Hatha yoga.
So you think initiatives like International Day of Yoga help create widespread awareness about the benefits of yoga and motivate all men, women, young, old, rich, poor, rural, urban, to make use of this, you know, ancient Indian practice to enhance their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual quotient, a practice which is being recognized the world over?
Yes, absolutely. And I definitely think that International Day of Yoga spreads awareness not only within our country, but also abroad. And just the gusto that everyone shows, it's really amazing to me that every single person really takes to social media, takes to classes, and comes together to celebrate International Day of Yoga. It's really wonderful.
So ma'am, you feel the Prime Minister of the country taking personal interest and not only participating actively, but actually leading the Yoga Day celebrations would be a huge motivation and inspiration for people to practice yoga regularly?
Yes, definitely. I think Modi ji has done such a wonderful job, and I'm very, very grateful to him for bringing forth the power of yoga, for celebrating yoga, because yoga truly is a practice that should be celebrated because of the numerous, numerous benefits it gives us.
So is there any age bar that you recommend for adopting yoga? Is there any minimum age, you know, below which the yoga practice should not be started? Or is there any age beyond which you feel that yoga should not be practiced?
No, aspects of yoga can be practiced at all ages. Meditation can be practiced by people who are elderly. Of course, you know, maybe newborns and toddlers, you know, maybe difficult for them to practice, but, you know, just bringing in mindfulness, awareness to their breath, things like that are things that even, you know, very, very young can do.
So how would you compare it, you know, to the other health and wellness mediums like going to the gym or going running, all the other options which are popular right now? How would you compare yoga? What are the, you can say, relative benefits?
Well, compared to other forms, I think that yoga is, first of all, ancient, tried and tested. There's new forms of activity being done every single day, and you see new forms of physical activities coming up every single day. But yoga in particular just seems great because of its time-entrusted methodologies. And also now, as I mentioned, a lot of scientific work is being done on yoga, and we're seeing so many benefits, especially on the breath. You know, when it comes to pranayama, all the numerous benefits that are happening, you know, taking breaths correctly can even help straighten the spine. It's kind of research being done now, which is coming out into the fore, which is really bringing more and more people onto their yoga mats, and which I'm really glad about. So definitely it's time tested. Science is now backing all of it up. And my own journey has proven this. You know, I used to be a marathon runner. I used to be playing squash at a national level. So I've done a lot of different kinds of things. I've gone to the gym, played a lot of different sports, but just yoga, how it works holistically on the body, whether it's on the endocrine system, respiratory system, muscular system, our mental health, all of it combined is fantastic.
So you think it complements the modern medicine system, and the modern medicine system also now recognizes that yoga can supplement their efforts in giving wellness to people? Do you have any collaborations, let's say, with the clinicians where you are handling patients?
Definitely. You know, we see this almost on a daily basis. A lot of hospitals are doing work. You know, AIMS, for example, is doing a lot of work with yoga. They've started an entire yoga division there where yoga is being done in a very, very serious way for therapy. Even hospitals, many, many hospitals are taking up yoga in a very medical form to support whatever work is happening medically.
So you feel that the fact that Ayush Ministry has been established, that is a very progressive step where this ancient art, which has proven to be very beneficial, is being given a very strong revival.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm really, really, happy about this. I'm so glad that the government has formed an Ayush ministry, which is specifically aimed at promoting Ayurveda, yogic sciences, all of the above. So this is fantastic.
So ma'am, the theme of this year's International Yoga Day is Yoga for Self and Society. Can you tell us more about yoga's dual role in fostering individual and societal well-being?
Yoga, first of all, on a personal level, it really helps support physical balance, mental balance. On a societal level, yoga, once you find that peace and harmony within, you are just a kinder, nicer, happier person, and you can bring that into your communities and societies. Because yoga is so widespread, this is testament to the power of yoga and the fact that it's reached corners and corners of the world. So, my individual experience is that yoga begins from the self and moves out towards the world.
And, yoga is a sustainable wellness practice which requires only self-discipline and regular practice as a prop, uses minimal space, doesn't cost anything, and leaves no carbon footprint. So, given all this, you feel it is a winner on all fronts?
Absolutely. And more than anything else, you don't need space. You don't need equipment. Once you learn the basics, you can do it by yourself. Yoga also works wonderfully online. Really, I feel that online yoga is such a wonderful thing. So yoga works fantastically on an online medium. So just all of it combined makes it such a sustainable, eco-friendly, wonderful practice.
PM Modi had said in the 69th session of the UN General Assembly that yoga is an invaluable gift from our ancient tradition. And yoga embodies unity of mind and body, thought and action, a holistic approach that is valuable to our health and our well-being. And he said that yoga is not just about exercise, it is a way to discover the sense of oneness with yourself, the world and the nature. In today's tumultuous times, as you said, there's a lot of stressful life that we see ahead of us. There are a lot of violence and the peace is disrupted due to many reasons. So how much time do you, usually feel should be given to the physical aspect of yoga, and how much time should be given to the spiritual or mental aspect of yoga, which you just talked about, the breathing exercises, the meditation?
I feel that, maximum time is good, but time is a constraint.
Yeah.
So even beginning with just 15 minutes a day can be valuable. 15 minutes of a breathing meditation practice, a few rounds of sun salutation, even that much can be very, very valuable. An optimal time, I would say, is an hour, because that's coming from me as a teacher. But again, I would like to say adapt it to your lifestyle, to what works in your life. It's really important to look at yoga as a very sustainable, holistic practice. Sometimes when we put timestamps on it, then we end up not doing it. So I don't like to do that. I like to say, look at, and sometimes it changes. Sometimes we have very, very busy days, and sometimes we have days where we can devote more time. The goal is to just get started.
Yeah, so, the theme, as we said, is yoga for self and society. So you feel that as a group exercise, we see that on Yoga Day, on Friday, in this 10th Yoga Day in Srinagar, this is going to happen, and PM Modi is going to lead the session of about 3,000, 4,000 participants. So when there's a group activity like this, it inculcates a feeling of community.
Well, absolutely. And I love the fact that they're going in different places and around, the country, and it's just wonderful.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for your valuable inputs and throwing light on the various aspects of this ancient Indian art.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Yoga for Self and Society. The participants were Ida Trivedi, yoga expert, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.